We're the three best friends that anyone could have. We're the three best friends that anyone can have. And we'll never, ever, 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 ever leave each other.
The bad part is I cannot remember which Kill Switch song that is for the life of me. And I know it's one of them. I feel bad.
Is it Kill Switch?
Mm-hmm. And Chris made that intro because he was part of the three best friends, but he's not anymore because he's homebound for life.
Yeah, he's out.
He gone.
COVID.
You'll be missed, Chris, which technically you are. You're missed every day, brother.
He's not dead, but he's just not here.
I made it sound. I guess I did make it sound that way, huh? Yeah, Chris ain't dead. He's just staying home. Doesn't want to. Ooh, we heard the delicious sound of beer pouring. What was that?
I went to Funky Picnic and got their Black is Beautiful variant.
Did you?
It's an Imperial Stout with black cherries.
Nice.
It is dark.
Okay. And this is from Funky Picnic.
Correct.
Our best friend Michael Harper brewed it. He brewed it. And it's, you said it's dark. It's, my mind's racing right now. It is.
Yeah, the head on it is super brown.
Super brown?
Super brown head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's the chocolate and the malt. Which I wonder, I wish we should have called and got him, to confirm like what it was and stuff.
Like if you got an old Rasputin, that's what this would look like.
Right. Old Rasputin. What is that?
Like the Imperial Stout. Like the Imperial Stout.
Oh. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Sorry. I was thinking like that was some kind of fancy whiskey drink.
And a vodka drink.
He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a whiskey drink. He drinks a vodka drink.
What is that?
It's a song.
Chumbawamba.
I get knocked down.
Get out of here.
But I get up again.
That should have been like
never gonna keep
peak high
me down.
School.
Well,
for me?
Yep.
All right. So we just bought $56 worth of pops. Congratulations to us.
Oh. Did it go through?
Yes, it did.
On yours?
Yeah, but not Dwight, which of course not, because that would make too much sense.
It said Dwight was sold out.
Yep. Damn. Yep. But I ended up with... Actually, I need to see the order now. I got all three of the... I got both Ron Burgundy's, the Flaming Flute and the Rob and Ron and the dog. And then I got Brian Fantana.
Nice.
So you... Did you start it on your phone and computer at the same time?
Yeah. Yeah.
But for some reason, the phone worked.
Yeah. I mean, the computer's still going. Doesn't matter. Woo! I got three that'll probably be worth a pretty penny in a month or two. Yay. But I didn't get the Dwight. That's just... That's it is what it is. Thanks a lot, Funko. For those of you that don't give a crap about this, it's Funko. Basically, the San Diego Comic-Con is supposed to be happening right now. And since it's not... Well, I thought it... What was the original dates for that? It is in July, right? Yeah. But since they're not having it, all the exclusive toys and all the stuff that you can never buy because you're not going there, it's been released digitally. So Funko released a bunch of... pops that were technically supposed to be in San Diego, now they're online. And they were online right now, so you could buy them.
Oh, nice. The Deadpool is sold out as well.
Oh, whoa.
So did you get one?
Yeah.
Nice. I know there's part of me that's like, well, I just got the other three, whatever they're called, the Anchorman. I got all of them except for Brick. And if I would have known Dwight was gone, I would have got Brick. So it is what it is. But yeah, Dwight's gone. Dang, it's all broken. Anyways, so yeah, we bought a bunch of pops. How exciting. I'm excited about it.
Shoot, I'm running through these, and there's a bunch that are no longer available.
Makes sense. It's crazy. And they did their best to stop the robots making you do that, whatever that thing's called.
Oh, with the pictures?
Yeah, yeah. I don't need this anymore. So I'm fine with it. I got my Dwight coming from Walmart. It'll be here on Friday. Huh. Anyways, let's move on to some more interesting stuff. Yes, Black is Beautiful. What do you think of it?
I like it. I am a fan.
It is super roasty and super malty. What's the ABV?
9.
Woo! So about to be drunk.
It wouldn't let me have Dwight either, but I have the three that you already have in your cart.
Darn it. You need Brick.
I know.
Brick's what we need now. Open my eyes. What do you think of it, Kaylin? This is right up your alley.
It's good. I was drinking a Dos Equis right before I tasted this, so that did not mix well. But I like it, yeah.
That's good.
Wait, you need brick?
Yeah. That's who I'm trying to get. This. So this won't even let me...
With the yellow suit, brick?
Yeah, this won't even let me empty my cart. That's how messed up this thing is right now.
You want me to try and order brick for you?
Yeah, you can try. Look, like, I click remove to remove something from my cart, and the website shuts down.
Oh, yeah, it just did that to me, too.
Stupid thing. Oh, now this went through. It says I can buy the... Oh, wait, that... Never mind. Anyways. No. I think that... Did you try it? You didn't give a review on it.
I did. I just said it was good.
It was good. That's all you got for us?
Yep.
I'm just playing. Nah, it's really good.
Is that all you got for us?
No, I said it was robust. I said it was very malty. I said it was roasty.
I don't know any of those things about beer.
Nah, but it is, though.
You don't know what roasty tastes like?
No, it tastes like beer.
So you would say this tastes like Miller Lite?
No.
Yeah, that's what I
didn't say that.
You said it tastes like beer. Miller Lite is a beer. I'm not just making this stuff up.
I guess you could say that, but no.
It's a lager. It's a clean beer.
I like my lagers.
Lager. Disgusting.
They have a commercial that they're replaying for Boston Beer Company, and they're talking about the Boston Lager, and I hate that fucking commercial because the guy's super Boston. Boston Lager. It's like,
That accent is like
so. It's like the
so hot.
I mean, I hate the Matt Damon and John Krasinski commercial.
Oh my gosh, pocket, I think it's so funny.
Pocket. But I've learned to love it. So if it's similar to that, I won't like it at all because I don't agree with that with any kind of beer like that. I think I had watched the. No, I don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about that in a minute, but no, this is good. This is good. Let's talk about the new brewery that you went to, Rody.
Yeah, so I went out to North Richland Hills, and I paid a visit to False Idol.
For some reason, I didn't realize it was there. So how close is it to our boys and
It's right down the road.
Ooh, that's scary.
But, I mean, That'll end up being a hot spot. I feel like with them with there's another one. Their Turning Point's kind of in the same area, but I really think that's gonna be a real big hot spot for beer, especially New England.
Yeah,
IPAs.
Huh. That yeah. I mean, so that is that what they're doing? The place you went to, is that kind of their thing?
They do some other stuff. They had a Berliner Weiss, they had some, they had a Pilsner, which, you know, I love.
We're just upsetting our Michael and,
They did a variant of the, Black is Beautiful, but that was sold out already.
Damn. I'm glad the support's going out to that. It's crazy. I saw, a guy that we had on the show before, one of the Cicerones. He went to like seven.
Oh, Robert Scruggs.
Yeah, he went to like seven or eight different breweries and bought every Black is Beautiful that was there. It's like, damn, dude. Like, he had like seven or eight of them.
So, what, a bunch of different breweries came together and made the beer and they each made a variant of it?
Yeah, so Weathered Souls in San Antonio, uh-huh. The master cool brewer is a black guy. So, he started the movement and then gave the recipe to everybody else, and then they made their own variant. So essentially what they do is they get to pick what charity they want to send the proceeds to for every beer that's sold.
That's really cool.
They had a list. He wrote the list of all the ones that he purchased about where it was going and funding. I want to say Funky Picnic was the Innocence Project, but I can't remember.
Surprised that should be posted. I think it is somewhere.
Well, that's just like that's what a good idea.
Yeah, but it's a great idea, and especially, you know, with all the everything that's going on, it's got a good message.
Yeah,
Black is Beautiful.
The COVID.
Yes, COVID. Man, I don't want to think about COVID anymore. I'm so tired of it.
Same.
Locked out, shut down. Go to school. Don't go to school. Go to work. Go home. Do something. Stay away from the virus. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask.
I'm over it.
Everybody's dying. Everybody's living. Who knows what's going on? It's crazy, folks.
It sounds like Infinity War.
Yep, and it's all the politicians pointing fingers at each other.
Absolutely no one wants to take responsibility for anything.
Oh, hell no. Why would we do that?
It's so crazy.
Why would we do that?
If we could just vote out all of them.
Yeah, and I think that's why we're getting such like wishy-washy answers about everything, because no one wants to be the person that says, this is how you do it, and then be wrong.
Yeah.
So we don't have any definite answers.
Hell no.
Which is silly.
It's sad. It's more sad than anything. It's just like, come on, folks. Democrats, Republicans, who cares? We don't care about your health. Yeah. It's nuts. It's nuts, nuts, nuts. And it's going to go on for a while. And a vaccine, I mean, even if they made a vaccine tomorrow, everybody's not going to have access to it for a long time. It'll start with all the famous rich people and then pro athletes, and then it'll sprinkle its way down to us middle class people.
Yeah.
Then we'll get it. You'll get it early too, Rhodey, because you're in the danger zone.
I don't know. Danger zone.
If I'm allowed to say that out loud.
The danger zone.
What is it? Essential workers. They're not necessarily people in your field, but people in your region. They're allowed to be volunteers for some of the vaccines. Test it out.
So, I don't know if I would.
That's frightening.
Pass.
Yeah. No, thank you.
It's like, oh,
can I just donate blood?
Darn it. One of the side effects was I grew something on my head. I don't know what.
A penis.
Yeah. Didn't see that one coming.
Now you're literally a dickhead.
That's funny. That is actually really funny.
Oh, gosh.
I grew a penis on my head and I hate it. I hate it so much.
This is the point where I'm glad Jay's no longer on the podcast. Oh, yeah. Because that would have been a tangent for about 15 minutes.
Growing penis on your head?
Yep.
Yeah. Like in great detail.
Very much so. But he would talk about what he would do to Misty with his forehead penis. He would talk about if it was circumcised or not.
Oh, God.
And it would just keep going and going.
Then people would be grossed out and not want to talk to us anymore. Yep. It would just be so sad. But yeah, I just don't know, man. I just don't know. I don't know if I would do it. I mean, I'd want to help out my fellow man, but I don't want to grow a penis on my forehead.
That's true. That is a very adverse side effect.
Who knows what? Yeah. Who knows what would really happen to
you? Could
you
imagine that? Like they have one of those infomercials for this drug, and then it just rattles through all of these, and then like the last one is like, may grow a penis from forehead. Thank you. Wait, what was that last one?
We're still watching The Big Bang, and there's a Penny, which a lot of y'all know who Penny is. She's the
the hot girl on the show. She's a
Kelly Cuckoo.
Oh, the one with the glasses?
Yeah, that's it. Kelly Coco.
With the huge tatas?
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Have you seen her not dressed up as a nerd?
She's not a nerd.
She is not.
Are you talking about Blossom? Oh, no. You're not talking about
Blossom. Talking about the other girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The really short one.
Yeah. The one that does What's-His-Face's mom's voice.
Oh, yeah. No. He's talking about Howard's wife.
Oh. Yeah.
That's what he's talking about.
Okay.
Boom.
Have you seen her in normal clothes?
No. But, I mean, you could tell in that show that she does.
I was going to say, yeah. I mean, it's very obvious that...
Yeah.
I think she's
going to have back problems, that poor lady.
She may be better looking than Kelly Cuoco.
Boom. I just got the other two, Anchorman. I've got them all now. How exciting. Cool.
Well, I will get off this then.
Yep. Yay! Anchorman set complete.
So,
happy birthday.
Anyway, what you were saying, her and Penny in that show is a pharmaceutical rep.
Yeah, and she says all that side effect stuff all the time.
Yeah.
And they make jokes out of it. Like, it's not funny. Like, they were like, hey, did you have to cancel that decongestion? And she's like, well, we ended up using that for radiator fluid or something. It's like, whew.
Yeah.
And you know that really happens in the medical world, I'm sure.
I know. It's so crazy.
Well, those tests went bad. What should we do with this? That's how Listerine came to be, right? They wanted it to be something else.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot of things that happens.
Silly Putty was the same thing.
I wonder what that was supposed to be.
It was something for NASA. God, we're terrible at this. This is why we need...
smart people like David?
Like David on the show, because he would have this random useless knowledge.
Jeez, David. Come back. Yeah, he would. And
it was like a disinfectant or something like that.
He made us legitimate. He sure did. I don't know. Yeah,
it was an antiseptic for surgery.
Yeah, antiseptic was formulated by Dr. Joseph Lawrence. It was named after Dr. Joseph Lister, who was the first person to perform an antiseptic surgery. Good for you, bud. But yeah, somehow it turned into a mouthwash. Hey, make it minty. Rinse out your mouth.
Oh, did you ever try that original flavor?
Not that I remember.
That yellow?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, that will like burn your soul.
Oh, so
bad,
gross.
Huh?
Oh, so gross.
Y'all are scaring me.
I think that they still sell it. Honestly, I think it's like harder to find, but you can get it. It's like flavorless, but the worst thing ever.
Oh, man. We live in weird-ass times. I'm not even playing anymore. I'm done with this.
Why?
This is a headline. This is a headline on Fox News. Granted, it is Fox. I'm going to read this. This is a headline on the internet. Google News is what I like to use. I don't like the other ones. But Martha Stewart, 78, shocks with sexy poolside pic. Fans call it a thirst trap.
What?
Yeah. For who?
What even does any of that mean?
You don't know what any of that means?
For Snoop Dogg?
That is so weird.
Do they show the pic?
Oh, I hope so.
I'm sure.
I can't wait to see this.
I'm sure it's down here.
How is she 78?
That is not a...
Usually...
Is that a poolside pic?
Usually Yahoo's... Hot. No, it has multiple photos.
Yeah, I know. I'm
scroll
like,
through.
I don't think you can on here. Oh, no. I don't want to go to her Instagram. Do you have to click down here? Can't do it, folks. Wait, what's this little arrow do? That's the third? Whatever.
It's like 17 flowers.
Whatever. This is it, I think. Several fans, although she was focused on discussing her pool, fans praised her youthful look. Several fans referred to the photo as a thirst trap.
I don't know what a thirst trap is.
Thirst trap is an interesting thing. Yeah. So thirst trap is like when a girl or guy posts a naked picture and then they're like, haha, I didn't want you to send me a message. I didn't want all these comments. So it's like you posting a bath pic, like taking a bath. Like you don't want.
You're just asking for the attention.
Yep. Thirsty.
It's almost like a thought.
She probably doesn't know what that is either, Rhodey.
Like
T-H-O-T.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Eminem says.
No, I don't know what that is. I've seen the word, but I don't know what it means.
That hoe over there. Right?
Yep.
That hoe over there. Thirst in recent... Well, that... Internet slang describes a graceless need for approval, affection, or attention. One so raw that it creeps people out. It's easy to be called thirsty on social media. That's hilarious.
We should go through all our pictures and post our thirstiest photos.
I will. Don't get me started, dude. What is a thought? A woman who has many casual sexual encounters or relationships. That's
ho.
I can't tell you how many times I heard that word in the oil field.
Thought.
Yeah.
Dude, check out that thought. That's dumb. Like, I don't like that one. A thirsty's kind of, I kind of understand that one a little bit, but I never got thought. And Eminem, when he was like, treat you like a thought. I was like, really, Eminem? You're 40. Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? I mean, I wouldn't walk around saying any of these. Although I did use thirsty today when talking to Jay, which is kind of funny.
In the same context, or
yes, we were referring to a mutual friend on Instagram. We were like,
very nice.
We were like, yep.
Is it one that used to own a liquor store? Not a liquor store, but something similar.
No.
Okay, because you've sent me pictures before. No.
And, maybe I don't know. We could talk about that later. We definitely can't talk about any of this on here. Sad, 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 sad.
Like I thought you were depressed. No. These pictures show that maybe you're not.
Anyhow, if you guys are really worried, Megan Fox said Machine Gun Kelly is her other half.
Oh, okay.
I hate that.
I thought he was dead.
Like, wait,
piece
what?
Of junk.
Are they together, I guess?
Well, yeah.
Well, duh.
Yep. I can't stand it.
The instant chemistry.
Can't stand it. No, I really don't care. Fear City Review, Netflix Mafia documentary failed. I don't know what that means. Black Keys are knocking on Broadway's door. Nope. Dave Franco is going to play Vanilla Ice in the 1990s biopic. How cool is that? Only if the Ninja Turtles are involved. That's the only way I'll watch that. I mean, if it's a movie, there's no way they can't be, right?
Right.
You can't. You cannot tell the story of Vanilla Ice without him on set of Secret of the Ooze doing Go Ninja, right? I mean, for real.
Right. Which means, it has to be in there somewhere.
Which means those original turtles and those, that, well, maybe not the actors, but those original suits have to be in it. How cool would that be? God, I would love that. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. Ooh. I think I'll watch that. Franco is always hit or miss for me, though.
I like him.
Which one?
It's Dave.
The younger one.
Oh, okay.
Dave's kind of a douche.
He is a little douchey.
I mean, they both really are, but...
He's married to Allison, the girl from the wrestling show.
Did anything ever come from those women that accused the older one from being...
James Franco?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Probably not, but...
They said he was like touching them inappropriately and stuff.
He does seem kind of creepy. Oh, yeah. Dave Franco's really funny in Neighbors. I forgot about that. He's the bad guy in the first 21 Jump Street, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool on Nerve. Oh, well, go to IMDb and what do you find? Shit You Don't Want. Now You See Me 3. Go away. No one wants that.
Best trilogy ever.
Now You See Me 2 was so bad.
What are those movies?
The Stupid Magician movies.
The heist movie that involves magicians.
Oh, I forgot he was in that.
You don't remember that whole thing? Like,
yeah, I also forgot there was a second one.
Bloody hair.
I blocked it out.
It's because we watched, like, where they got to this part where they were passing this card around for 45 minutes. Oh, it was so stupid.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So stupid. So much CGI. So bad. Apparently, Dave Franco got his start in Seventh Heaven. Remember that show?
Yes, I used to watch that all the time.
Yeah, the dad there, he got
it. As what? What character
yeah,
was
I know. I'm like, who was he?
He had to have been one of the children.
No, he was a guest star. So one episode. He played Benjamin Bainsworth.
Well, that's a nice name.
The name of the episode was Highway to Sale. It's probably about one of them getting a cell phone.
Jesus.
I don't know that, and I really don't care.
Did you ever watch that show?
Me?
Yeah.
I did, but I don't remember it at all.
I think I caught like a few episodes, but like I don't remember
it at all.
We watched
it like every week.
Well, that's because of the
obviously.
Name. Yeah, the title.
But yeah, that's sad. Like, I'm looking through everything, and that's about it, man. There's not a whole lot for me to go on.
22 Jump Street.
He's uncredited in 22 Jump Street. He was the bad guy in 21 Jump Street. And he only had that jail scene in 22 Jump Street where they visit him in prison.
Oh, that's true. Neighbors. That wasn't bad.
Oh, apparently on Marvel Avengers Academy of Game, he was Tony Stark. Get out of here.
What?
Yep. Nope.
Neighbors wasn't bad, though.
I thought Neighbors was really funny.
Yeah, no, he was fine in that. Some TV series called Easy was that 3 years? I don't even know what this is. Oh, wait. Yeah, I do. I forgot he played himself. Oh, Easy was a pretty good show. Da-da-da-da. Nope. No Dave Franco. Sorry, bud. But I will watch you as Vanilla Ice, even though I read an article that said you're doing it and it's not on your IMDb page. So I'm calling fake. Fake.
Well, I mean, nothing's coming out, Jason, because Tenet got pushed back indefinitely.
Yeah.
That was the one with the Denzel Washington son in it?
Yeah. It's over, man. That was the end of the movie theaters.
Yep.
I'm sad.
Well, they gone.
No, for real. I don't know what's going to happen.
We'll never get to take the kids to a movie theater. What?
No, you just make your own. Just make your own movie theater. Just
that is crazy. It's like the worst time for this to hit when everyone has a decent or really nice TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, people are going to learn they don't need to go, and they're going to have a lot more money not going to these damn movies.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not. We didn't go very often.
I did see the funniest meme ever, though, was that the creators, Michael Bay and all the Bad Boys for Life people, made the pandemic happen so it would be the number one movie for 2020. Yeah, I busted. I was like, oh my God. That is the funniest thing ever. Which, speaking of which, let's talk about the top movie. Last weekend, July 17th and 19th, was a movie called Relic.
And everyone knows it.
So, we're still in July. I would like to look at last year's July and compare it to this. So,
what was last year's July? Was it Endgame?
Probably still. But the top movie here made $192,000. Go back. $164,000. Let's see. July. That's hilarious, though, when you think about it. 2019. Boom. This is going to be a joke, dude. So,
Toy Story 4.
So, this is a whole... No. July 12th through the 14th in 2019, Spider-Man Far From Home made $45 million.
Jesus.
So, this last weekend, the number one movie was $164,000. So, at 10 bucks a ticket, I mean, what are we staring at? 10, divide that by 10, like 160, like 16,000 people went to the movies?
Yeah, that's not a lot at all.
Like I said, you're still looking at the top 2020 movies as Bad Boys for Life, 1917. Both of those came out last year. Sonic the Hedgehog, Jumanji, and Star Wars is number 5. That came out last year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and then you look at this release schedule. I'd probably pay either one of you like 50 bucks if you knew any of these movies, because I don't.
Why is Inception on there? Are they re-releasing that?
Yeah, they are, some of them.
Jeez.
They're trying to do anything they can to get people to come in.
So odd.
Like Jurassic Park.
Oh, Killer Raccoon 2 is going to be good.
Damn it. I was just about to make a joke and you took it away from me.
Dark Christmas in the Dark.
Is this a cartoon?
Wow, that's not redundant.
Is this a cartoon?
Jesus Christ.
We're going to see this together as a family. July 31st.
Family vacation. First movie with both kids.
I'm taking the day off. And I'm going to go camp. We should camp. Like in the pandemic.
Trailer for that?
Camp. Oh, I'm sure it does. We're going to have to watch it after this. I'm adding it to my task list of things to do tomorrow.
No.
Watch this trailer. Dark Raccoons. But yeah, no, movies. Dead. It's over. Yeah. You did send me that thing about... not Inception, but whatever it is. When once it was gone, it was over. Nothing but the tears. Aladdin. Oh, okay. So yeah, in 2019, man, there was Spider-Man, Far From Home, Toy Story 4, Crawl, Stuber. I didn't know Stuber made that much money. Yesterday, Aladdin, Annabelle Come Home, Secret Life of Pets 2 was still making money.
Nice.
Sad. Sad, sad, sad. And Disney's still too scared to release Black Widow on Disney Plus. Come on. Come on with it.
I wonder why.
The truthful answer is because it's the first Marvel movie that's headlined by a girl.
Yeah, that's true.
And they don't want to be the ones that put the woman's movie on streaming. And also, they want their $1 billion.
Man, I don't think that movie would make that much money anyways.
Nope, I apologize. Captain Marvel was headlined by a girl, so eat my words. And Captain Marvel was really good. And I think Black Widow is going to be really good. I want to see it. And it's just sitting there on the shelf.
Yep.
Yeah, we went and saw Captain Marvel.
I liked Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
The cat was the best part, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It's just a cat. No, it's not.
Damn, dude. I absolutely love their little logo here.
Yeah.
Our friend Tony would really love this logo.
Who'd buy all their beer?
Their logo, False Idol, it's a wolf with red eyes. It's pretty cool. And Rhodey has given me another beer from theirs. It is a double New England IPA, which means it's double the juice, not double the ABV. That's what we should... Oh, we need to do that. Man. I just gave that idea away. We need to send that to Michael immediately. Double, you know, double hazy IPA, double the juice, not the ABV. Do a 6%... New England IPA that tastes like nothing but orange juice.
I mean, knowing him, he may just call the beer that.
That's what I would want. Yeah, there's that old address, Maplewood. And I hope Perez doesn't hear this and know that you didn't stop by Brutal.
Not yet.
Did you want more of this?
I'll take some more.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I got way more than 8 ounces. Nope, right at the 8 mark. I'm pretty excited about this one. This one is incredibly hazy. Can't see anything, and it looks beautiful, and I bet it tastes like juice. Did you try it yet?
That is correct, sir.
God bless. One of the craziest things about the hazy IPAs is the fact that the alcohol content, you can taste it, but it's not as prevalent. It can hide pretty easily. And for someone that's not like a real, it was kind of like Blood and Honey. Someone that's not a super beer drinker can drink this and not realize what it is that they're drinking. Oh, yeah, you're drinking... 40% beer, bro. You're about to be drunk. I've told that story many times about the guy that was drinking Blood and Honey and didn't know that it was 8%. Well, it'll taste like 8%. I was like, no, it doesn't. Does not.
Hammered.
Drunk. That's what happens with that business. So we've talked about it before. That was kind of sad today. The new Galaxy phone, really. The Note, whatever the hell it's going to be called.
27?
Note, yeah, Note 5 million. Didn't even have anything real cool coming out on it.
Isn't it an iPhone thing where it's like, hey, we kind of improved the camera. Nothing else is this.
No, they...
is different.
Their biggest thing that they're pushing, apparently it's going to be able to play some Microsoft, like almost Xbox games online.
Okay.
Like, what's the point of that?
I guess if you game a lot, I guess it's cool, but I'm just like, and I've said it before on the podcast, I said it to you guys, like, I think I'm done with wanting to have the new phones. Like, oh, I got to have that. I'm just like...
And part of it, they're so stupid expensive now.
True.
Yeah, and the only difference is, like, the camera's a little bit better. It's all dumb. And unless you're, like, actually using the camera the way it's supposed to be, like, used and not just taking random-ass pictures, then it doesn't really matter.
Right.
That's funny. It says the latency between the pen and the screen has been reduced. Is there bad latency on it, Kaylin?
I don't know what that means.
When you're writing, does it feel like your screen is behind your pen?
No, I don't think so.
Apparently, this says it will now feel like you're really writing on paper.
Right? I will say one thing. I don't like that when I take the pen out, I can't just write on the screen. I have to, like, there's only so many options you can do with it, which is annoying to me. I would like to just be able to use the pen to do whatever. And you can't do that.
So, yeah, they're big. You can't do that. Well, maybe you can on this one. But their big thing here is called Project X Cloud Gaming for Microsoft. It said, tired of paying every month for cloud storage. Diego gives you a lifetime access to 10 terabytes for a single price. Yeah, that's coming too. And So Google is pushing us off of the unlimited, where you take a picture and it backs it up for free.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing everybody off of that.
Gee, I wonder why.
They're going to start charging you to back up your pictures. And then I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh no, panic, a little mental panic. And I'm like, I don't even look at these photos anyways. Bye. But nah, I just got to buy some more home drives to store them on.
Yeah.
Just pack them up.
Yep.
Pack it up. It's all a bunch of BS. But yeah, this whole thing is, yeah, let you just play. You can play Xbox games on this phone. Look, you can even attach a little thing to your controller.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Cloud gaming.
I feel like the battery, though, is going to have to be crazy for it to even be worth it.
The way cloud gaming works, technically, your whatever device you're on isn't playing the game. You're technically going to where the computer is and playing the game and streaming it back to your phone.
Huh.
That's the way it works. So you're right, though. The bandwidth and using the internet and using your screen is still going to run your battery down, but it's not the same as if your phone is processing the game. It's really not. It's weird. That's what that whole Google Stadia, the Google console, Stadia, I believe it's Stadia.
But it does look like it's not the way that controller's holding it. It doesn't look like it's plugged into the charging port. So you could probably have it hooked up. And
it's wireless. It's Bluetooth.
Yeah. So you could hook it up to a charger and then just keep going.
Yeah, you could play all day. Absolutely. Yeah, and that's what Google Stadia is. So basically this thing, this little console, it's like you can't even find the console on here because you don't even technically need it. It's nuts. I can't even... Yeah, so it's just a controller. I mean, that's basically it. It's a controller and an HDMI thing you plug into your TV. Bam, and all it does is stream the games. It's nuts, and it's frightening for that to be the future of gaming because internet companies are never going to give us unlimited bandwidth. Then you're going to be paying for bandwidth, which huge disappointment. I'm very, very very disappointed in all that. We need to not have bandwidth. Companies need to try to, I don't know, ease off the bandwidth, but I'm like, maybe not. I don't know. People don't pay attention to that stuff. So,
Jay did tell me that Burleson is getting fiber internet soon. So instead of a split 50, they're like minimum of 100.
That's pretty nice. It's pretty nice. I just don't. As long as you get unlimited, man, that's how they get you, though. Like, here's 100 meg speed. Oh, and you end up using.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool. I've used 4 terabytes.
Well, yeah, I mean, as much as Jay looks at Pornhub.
True. Yeah, and he's watching that 4K too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He filters out everything that's not 4K.
Yep. Oh, God. Oh, God. I need to get you on.
Which is disturbing, by the way.
I need to get you on Google Messages and off of the text app that you use. So Google Messages is like Google's version of text messaging, mm-hmm. not Samsung's.
Is it an app?
Yeah.
Okay. It's, I'll download it.
It's just called Messages. It's much better than so you can't customize it as much, but it's much better. And they've added the reactions. Like, have you ever, when you're talking to stupid iPhone people and it says somebody loved your...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So Google's added that to the Messenger now, finally.
Okay.
It's they much better. They had
it for a little bit and then it went away and now it's back.
It's back permanent. You just got to update it.
Time to update.
Google Messages. Very good. Update it, folks. And anybody that has an Android.
Oh, I do have Messages.
Whatever your... So one of them, I'll have to show you. One of them's like Samsung. Whoever has Samsung Messenger or any other messenger, you need to delete it and just get Messages. That's all it is. Messages.
That guy?
Yep. Yep, that's the one.
Cool.
Yep.
Maybe I just need to update it then.
Yep. Well, so when I send you text messages, though, it tells me that you're not on that.
Well, I had an issue for a little bit where my phone wouldn't connect to our internet.
Yeah.
So it would... It had a bunch of backed up updates because it won't upload them unless it has a Wi-Fi connection.
Gotcha.
So I may just need to go through and just make sure that...
It's all updated. Yeah, because mine's still... Well, there might be a setting I need to change. So, like when I just texted you, it says you're on SMS, which is the old text messaging format. Mm-hmm. It's not whatever the new one is and blah, 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 but...
Yeah, I updated it 20 hours ago.
Yeah, we'll look at it in a second, but... AT&T also told a bunch of people their old phones won't work. This was hilarious, though.
Oh, bastards.
It's true, but not till 2022. 2022, your old phones won't work anymore. Which sucks, because I've been holding on this Razr for no reason. I thought I was just going to one day just be like, you know what, screw this phone, I'm going to use the Razr. But it's not possible anymore. I'm out. Sad. Y'all aren't even sad about that?
Why won't they be working?
Because the technology's being upgraded. Oh. Can't connect to it anymore. It's like an old router. Can't connect.
I wonder if people actually still use old phones like that, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. 100% absolutely. People are weird. The sad part is that you shouldn't care. Who cares? Get a new phone. You can get the bottom of the line phone for like $300.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, the next model of your phone's coming out, Rodian, it's like only $400 or $500.
Oh, nice. I mean, I got mine, the A50,
mm-hmm.
used, and it was like $230.
That's so nice. Ooh, so apparently Lenovo's coming out with a phone, and it's going to be a gaming phone.
What?
With a Snapdragon 865 Plus.
I just want a phone.
90-watt charging. This thing will charge. That means it'll charge like 20 minutes. Dude, I saw some stuff for the fast charging technology that's coming. It's crazy. It's nuts. Just can't deal with it. Netflix started a plan for mobile users only. You can pay like $6, but you can only watch Netflix from your phone.
Ew.
Get off your phone, people.
Did you see that The Last Dance is finally on Netflix?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
How stupid is Disney?
Why?
Because they own ESPN, who put that documentary out. Maybe they don't own the documentary.
Well, it says it was a documentary that was in collaboration with ESPN and Netflix.
How did Netflix wasn't around back then?
They
found the footage.
I guess they helped produce it and then edit it, maybe.
Right.
Because evidently that guy that did all this stuff was sitting on this for a while.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And he probably showed it to ESPN. They're like, we won't touch that. And then Netflix said, we'll touch it. And the ESPN's like, hey, wait, we helped pay for it. Oh, man, you're right. Yeah, that's nuts, though, Netflix. Get out of here with your bad selves. Get out of here. So you think, and that sucks too, because Disney needs stuff like that to go on Hulu. Hulu is like dying. Well, Caitlin loves Hulu. But I don't know how much longer all the stuff you watch is going to be on Hulu.
Yeah, I don't think it will be on there very much longer. I only like it because it has a bunch of the like network shows, and they update them weekly. So like if it's on live TV, I can watch it like an hour after it's usually on.
Right.
Which is cool.
That's the way it should be.
Because I don't want to have to go pay for ABC or whatever.
Yeah, I don't. I don't understand all that biz. And Peacock launched, and that's NBC's streaming service, and it's free. I don't know. I don't know how the commercials work. I know you have to watch ads because Hulu's
free. So it's free to sign up, but if you want to watch more than one episode of the show, you have to pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My friend just started paying for it because they're watching Yellowstone.
Okay.
Yellowstone's on Peacock?
Uh-huh. Hmm. I believe that that's the one she signed up for.
Interesting. Peacock. They're advertising the Parks and Rec. They got that from Netflix. Huh. Shrek. Yeah, there it is. Yellowstone. $4.99 a month.
Ugh. That's pretty cheap.
Well, it's going to go up when they get The Office. They get The Office in January 2021. Oy. Bye-bye. Also, so this was one of the things that made me think of it was... They have Superstore, So I don't know if Hulu's going to get it next year. I don't know how that works. I don't know what the contract was between them and Hulu.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that.
And Disney just doesn't care. They're like, hey, who cares?
They have enough money.
They've turned Hulu into FX Nation. That's all it is. Mm. It's like boring. And I saw the funniest thing about Netflix. They are going to buy or pay $200 million for a movie with Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans.
About
it doesn't that's the weird part. It didn't even say what it was about. Look, it just this is a Netflix found $200 million to pay for a new Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans movie. You can't read The Gray Man. The streaming giant will reportedly be pouring $200 million in the project. And as that wasn't enough, they'll apparently contend with an entire cinematic universe of Gosling Evans action.
What?
The movie, which has been described as Bourne-like? Yeah, no thanks. Ex-CIA agent turned hired assassin. Gosling? Hired assassin? Nah. Nope. Oh, this hired assassin is pursued by a former colleague and now enemy, Chris Evans.
Well, Gosling might want to start working out right now.
The hope is that the film will be franchised in future plot lines and films will revolve around Gosling's character. $200 million.
Okay.
Which Netflix barely makes that probably in like 3 months. Still, the way they operate is just ridiculous. Hey. Oh, the directors is going to be the Russo brothers from Captain America, the Winter Soldier, and Endgame. But I just thought that was funny.
Have you watched the Charlize Theron movie yet?
Did not. Did you watch it?
I haven't yet.
Kind of want to watch it. The new guard about the mortals and all that, or the old guard?
Yeah. I just finished the second season of Mindhunters.
What happened to New Girl?
Oh, well, this was something that I can watch by myself. I'm not allowed to watch New Girl unless someone is home with me.
Gotcha. Oh,
what is Mindhunter? Is that the one we watched that...
I watched it. So we started watching it. You didn't like it. I finished it. And then I told you it was awesome. And you said, I want to watch it. And you never did.
Yeah, because I don't know. We watched the first couple of episodes and I was like, this is too boring.
It's a lot of talking.
Yeah, I can't pay attention to that.
And that, the first season, spoiler alert, this was like 4 years ago, ended with one of the killers being introduced, like a famous killer. Do you happen to know off the top of your head, Rody?
I forget, but I know in the second season they talked to Manson.
Yep. Oh, nice.
But that's not the one that I think is the main one.
No. I cannot remember, like, the season finale on the first season, it introduced, it was like, oh my God, I know that killer, but because I'd been really into murder podcasts then. Not so much anymore.
It's like the BTK killer or something like that. Yeah,
BTK. Perfect. You got it. So are they going to have a season 3?
Oh, I would assume so, because it ended on kind of a cliffhanger.
Ooh.
It was also very depressing because they were in Atlanta and they went over that whole saga where there was like 29 children that got abducted and killed. And
yeah, in Atlanta. Ugh.
And they found a guy and they charged him for like 2 murders. And then they were like,
job well done, guys. And like none of the other murders or missing people have been found and closed.
That's horrific. I was
like, oh, that's fucking awful.
Horrific.
I'm super depressed now.
Yeah, I don't. I listen to two or three podcasts on the Atlanta stuff, and it's just no thanks. I don't know.
How long ago did that happen?
It was a while back. 70s, 80s?
60s, 70s? Somewhere in there.
I mean, yeah, it's been a while since. I don't even want to look that up. I don't want to type that in. Nope. Yeah, it was terrible. And there, like, there's no answers. There's still really no answers.
Nope. All those parents have no clue what happened to their children. I could not imagine.
Nope. Hard pass on that. Yeah, yeah, I forgot. No, also forgot you. That Mindhunters was David Fincher. David Fincher is the best. David Fincher's better than the rest. I bet you can't name one other thing he's done, Caitlin.
I don't even know who that is.
David Fincher?
Director. It looks like Fight Club.
Dang it, you cheated.
Yep, because I saw the picture in the second one to the right.
That?
Yep.
Yeah. You see Fight Club. Damn, dude, you got 20/20 eye vision.
See Brad Pitt right there, right meow.
David, like, you'll laugh. Like, David Fincher's done so many of my favorite movies.
Oh, House of Cards, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
Too bad I can't watch that because the main character is a sexual predator in real life.
Yeah, don't watch that. It'll make you sick. So he's directed, like, so many of my favorite things. So Mindhunter, but he did Gone Girl, awesome movie. He did The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Nine Inch Nails, apparently, did something there. Fight Club. Oh, he's done a lot of
Zodiac.
Madonna stuff, Seven.
Panic Room.
Panic Room. He did Panic Room.
The Game.
The Game is great.
Seven?
Seven is great. Oh, Alien. Shit. Alien 3, dude. Probably the worst one. No, the worst one's Resurrection, but Alien 3. Lover Boy. He did a lot of...
Jeez.
Did a lot of videos back in the day. Music videos. Rick Springfield. David Fincher's got a very dark... Like, he takes things that aren't dark and turns them dark. So, I've always liked him, though. He's produced a lot of stuff, too. Girl in the Spider's Web. Lords of Dogtown. That shit was crazy.
Love, Death, and Robots. That was fucking weird.
Justin Timberlake, Suit and Tie. He produced that. Okay, David Fincher. You do you.
He's all over the place.
Fight Club.
He's done a lot.
I was so mad. I listened to a podcast that criticized Fight Club for talking about the... Just the mentality of it, like it wouldn't be accepted in today's times. And I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, but it was made in 1999. So why are you making this podcast?
It was like macho man stuff. It's like, ugh. I was like, Fight Club's about stopping paying attention to all the stuff you're buying and the stupid stuff you're doing and just enjoying life. But hey, it's not about terrorism, even though they do terroristic things. But I don't think that's the main point of the film. But what do I know? I'm just a watcher. Just watch it.
A girl watcher?
What's this new beer?
This is the last beer that I got, and I hate this name, from False Idol. It's Mihoy Minoy. I hope I'm saying that right.
You have the college degree. I was going to let you do it.
Yeah, I mean.
Y'all both have college.
Yeah, degrees. I think that's what it would say.
But it's another double IPA New England style.
I don't understand the name, but I think that's how you would pronounce it.
You're both smarter than me. So you read it. Miho Muhai.
It's really good. I'm super happy with all these beers.
Yeah, no. This is Manhattan Project level, dude.
Yeah. So if you are around Northwestern Hills passing through, stop by False Idol.
I do like that they put the sticker with it printed on the sticker like that.
Yeah.
Instead of when they write it on the can.
I was doing a case in... I guess it was Hearst, and I called them because I didn't know what their setup was. I was like, I don't know if it's only curbside, if I can go inside or whatever. So I called them, and the guy said, hello, blah, blah, blah. This is False Idol. I thought he said, this is Antonio's. So I thought I had the wrong number, and I was like, Antonio's? He's like, this is False Idol. I was like, oh, thank God. I didn't want pizza.
I didn't want your pizza.
Oh, gosh. Were they open, or you just go in and...
Mm-hmm. Well, they have a table out in the front entrance, and then you stand there, you order, they go and grab it, and then bring it to you.
Yeah. Huh.
Antonio's.
But it looked really nice from the split second that I got to see the actual brewery.
Right. Still sad, yeah, that you didn't get to see everything that you wanted.
I did get stickers, though, so there's
that. Oh! Did they charge for the stickers?
Actually, I think he gave those to me.
Nice. I mean, I get the charging for it, but at the same
point. I felt bad because I always say throw-in stickers when I mean I'll pay for them.
Right.
And he just, like, threw them down.
Sometimes you just get them for free.
You should just say, can I buy some stickers?
Yeah. Can I get some stickers?
Can I get those stickers? Oh, that's funny. Sorry. I got to the Funko website and they shut it down. They said, your regular shopping experience will resume later tonight.
Maybe when they reopen it, stuff will be available.
Yeah, shut it down.
I did try again and it said it was sold out.
It's all right. This says I have no order history whatsoever.
But the Michelangelo is still available if you want to get that.
Nice. Yeah, no, I really like this. This is as long as I buy three or four more four packs. Were they four packs?
Mm-hmm.
Were they $3,000?
They were. I think most of them were $20 for a four pack.
I don't know how I feel about. Well, we know how I feel about that, but $20 for.
I mean, for. What is it? It's 16 ounce cans, so
yeah.
Times four, math.
But I mean, a pint, so if you were to go to a bar, I guess a pint of an IPA, you can't even get a pint.
Well, technically, when you say a pint, it's 12 ounces.
Yeah, oh, that's true. 12 ounces, but...
We're not in Scotland.
I guess it would be about $7.50, right? At a normal bar like Flying Saucer, you probably get a 12-ounce pour of a 8% IPA for about $7, $8.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at a $2 savings going straight to the brewery and getting it a can. Not quite the savings that I'm used to, but I guess that's not horrible, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. We'll see. I think it's expensive, but I guess it has to be expensive. I don't know. I mean, it has to be what it has to be. It's just expensive. I'm still like the guy that goes to the liquor store and is like, hey, $10 six pack. I'll take it. And it's weird too. I'm not broke or anything. I'm just careful.
Well, the nice thing is that we like normal IPAs. So $10 six pack for normal IPA. I'm like, cool. I'm good.
That's true too. And I know, so we never really discussed it with brewers, but I know we've heard David on his podcast and I've heard David say it before that the New England style IPAs are a lot more expensive. I know I've heard him say it. Uh-huh. They're a lot more expensive. I never got the details and call Michael, I guess, but he did say they're a lot more expensive to make. They're a pain in the ass. And he said a couple other things about them. Nothing bad, but just that it wasn't as easy as 1, 2, 3.
He loves to make them, basically.
Yeah. I just, it's like I said, I don't know.
I mean, because thinking about it, if you're going to a growlerful place,
yes,
$20 for 64 ounces.
Okay,
that's what you're paying.
Well, 64 ounces at a growler place is like, how much do you say it was? It'd be like $35.
$20 for the four pack.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right.
So I mean, that's not bad.
That is a better deal.
But I think like we're just so conditioned like by the six packs that are. Like
$10.
Yeah, your general.
Yeah, and I also look at it like six pack. I'm like, oh, that's six times. Even though it is smaller in ounces, I'm like, oh, that's six times. And then I'm like, six times for $12, $13, good deal.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm now like, it's different when you have a four pack of 12 ounces that are like $15. And you're like, ugh, why?
That is true.
I don't want to pay for your art on your can.
I do not. And that's part of it, though, right? It's part of it.
You got to factor that into
everything.
What you're charging for.
And it's getting worse because it's all to go. I mean, these, you know, restaurants haven't increased, but I see if things stay the way they are, there's going to be a price increase on restaurants, too, because they need you to pay for all that to-go stuff. Stuff that they normally, you know, five or six patrons were like, hey, let me get this to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like 45% of your business is to go.
Right.
It's like, well, we're having to order a 75-cent container per meal, so we're going to need you to pay for that. So you'll see a to-go charge or something. I don't know. It's coming. Or if it hasn't already hit. Some people already have the COVID charge on their receipts.
That's insane.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which I don't, I mean, I blame them, then I don't blame them.
Hazard pay.
Got to do it. Got to get your money. And
that the employees probably won't
don't
see.
Don't even get, yeah, exactly.
No, dude. Employees are worthless. We don't need them. Stay in business without them. We don't need them. We don't need Trump plan to send federal law enforcement to Chicago. Albuquerque? Is there an Albuquerque, Chicago? I'm assuming there is.
No, that's New Mexico.
New Mexico needs help too?
Evidently. Evidently it's a hot spot now.
Okay.
Interesting.
Crazy.
There it is. Samsung's Galaxy Note 20 may try to be the Xbox phone. That's how I'm ending this thing. It's like that did not get me pumped up at all. If I was 16, I'd probably jump it up and down. I don't even know. I'm glad. Like, I'm going to say this, Rhodey. I'm glad that we grew up right in the right time because we're getting to experience the phones and we're not the old people that don't know how to work them. But they didn't ruin our 16 to 21 year old.
That's true. Era. What about the people that grew up with the automobiles for the first time?
Well, I mean, they got to go places.
And automobiles.
That I would never equate that to a phone. Like, so if I had this phone, when I was 18.
Or the airplane.
I would have missed out on a lot of. I would have been looking at my phone. You guys would have been like, "Hey, you want to go here?" I'd be like, "No, nah, I'm doing this on my phone." I would have missed out on a lot of stuff. Just would have sat there on my phone.
Yeah, I will say it was nice not having all of that. I feel like I'd go back.
I mean, the automobile and the plane aren't as distracting as the phone.
What about modern medicine?
Like, you can start playing on your phone and an hour can pass and you look up and you go, oh, shit. And then you go right back down to your phone. It's like, what just happened? An hour passed. Who cares?
Oh, you were waiting on Funko's website?
My favorite thing is like, so I'll get up. I'm like, oh, I got plenty of time to play actual Xbox game or something. I'm like, oh, I got an hour. I'm going to play some PlayStation game. And I'll sit down and I'll read a news story. And the next thing I know, it's been 2 hours. It's like, oh.
Got to go down that rabbit hole.
There goes everything. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly how that works. Stupid Google. Google's the worst thing ever. Like, you'll read a case and it'll say, this was associated with it. And you're like, so I'll copy and paste that, and then I'll finish reading, and then I'll go paste that in Google. What was that thing? Oh, yeah, paste. Oh, yeah, we got to research that now. Stupid. Waste of time. Hey, California's getting more masks because they have the most cases.
Oh, nice.
Win. But no, let's really end this with Samsung's Galaxy Note 20, maybe the Xbox phone that no one asked for. No micro SD.
What? Get the fuck out of here.